You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 71. You can't win them all, though I don't see why not. I have never heard of Foster and Partners, but it is part of a consortium set up by the ESA, which is like the European Science Association. I just totally made that up. And but they have partnered with them to explore the possibilities of, get this, 3D printing to construct lunar habitations.
Obvious solution.
Duh. It's really cool. It addresses the challenge of transporting materials to the moon. And because you just use the moon's materials, and basically,
that is a good solution.
Yeah, well, the idea is, you know, this sounded a lot better in my head, but that's okay. So I guess I'll keep going here. Is that there are these little habitats that are designed to house like 4 people, which is cool, and it's. Basically, it starts out with an inflatable dome, and then they have little cylinders that or you can print little cylinders that will be the actual structure for it.
Yeah.
And then what they'll do is they will create layers of what do they call it? Regolith? I don't know what that is. And they will build those up over the dome using a robot that's basically a 3D printer that will create then the protective shell. So the idea is that it's mostly made up of the moon's dust surface material, soil. Yeah. What do they call that on the moon?
Soil.
Soil? Yeah. I don't know. You watch enough like Bones and like CSI, and like, you don't call it dirt because they always get offended. So you're like, what? It's not dirt. Like, okay, what is it? So anyways, they've been simulating this thing in like on Earth, obviously, in vacuum sealed places, and trying to build these little dome shaped habitats. And they have like concept pictures on this website, which is a horrible website. In order to scroll through it, there's little, like two little arrows that you have to hover your mouse over, and it will scroll it up and down.
Yeah.
And it like takes up half the page. I don't understand. So, just bad web design. But you know what? If they could just focus. Oh, it's the European Space Agency. Isn't that what I said? Oh, I said association.
Yeah.
Agency. Yes, I'll take it.
So
I mean,
close.
It's still a D at 66%, but.
Yeah. I mean, D for diploma.
Yeah. So they're thinking about doing it on the moon's southern pole, which is where it mostly gets sunlight like all of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I just thought that was pretty awesome that they're working on creating lunar habitats using 3D printing, which in some ways makes sense, where if you have the issue of getting machines up there, why not create robots that then build it up, you know, for you? And if you're going to do that, 3D printing would seem to be the way to go.
Right. And the moon has an unbelievable amount of iron on it. It's mostly iron. Well, I don't want to say mostly iron, but it's got it has an unearthly proportion of iron in its rock. Literally, it's not like Earth in that. There's just a lot of building materials that are presently there. A nice part about iron on the moon is there's no oxygen to oxygenate it and cause it to rust. So
it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
Until you fill the inside with oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Touche. Why would you do that? There's a tremendous amount of resources on the moon that actually makes it rather habitable.
Habitable.
Yeah, for building
habitual.
This. Yeah, exactly. For building this sort of, you know, for building large-scale automated projects, there's just a lot of raw resources that you can use. Everything from the space dust of the soil to actual iron ore, and it's basically got unadulterated sunlight, so you can build efficient solar cells or put efficient solar cells on there to pretty much power everything. I mean, it's one of those, like, it's a unique experience, and it's cool to see people trying these different, you know, trying these different tactics, yeah, and using the most modern stuff. And, you know, 3D printing is the future. And I get pretty excited about it. And I think a giant project like this would be a real nice, kick in the butt of industrial scale 3D printing. So, I don't know. It's cool. It's exciting.
I agree. I love it. I think it's very cool.
Me too.